الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yes, in this chapter, it is our duty to command what is right and forbid what is wrong. And we read the hadith yesterday that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took an oath by Allah Ta'ala and said that we must keep on commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Otherwise, the time will come that your pious people, the people will make dua also. Allah will send such a punishment that you, the pious people will make dua and the duas will not be accepted. So this is all dependent on us who do commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. With regard to that, the commentary on this hadith explains the commanding of good and the forbidding of evil is critically important. Unfortunately, we don't give almost any importance to it. It doesn't come to our mind that we should tell somebody that this way, in a nice way, in a suitable way, acceptable way, that what you are doing is wrong. We never tell anyone whatever wrong they are doing, we don't tell them. And anyone that when we have to tell them about the right, like performing of salah, etc., our dressing, our lifestyle, we don't do it at all. In fact, today has come the time that we encourage the wrong and we discourage the right. So that is a very dangerous condition. Of Islam. It is a wajib obligation upon every Muslim. This is a duty that we, so many times we think that this is just the work of the ulama, that they must do it. That if there is anything wrong, we'll go to the ulama and we'll tell them, that, see, this is going wrong, correct it. Or we think that it is just the work of the Jamaat, the Tabligh Jamaat. No, this is everyone's duty. Every individual, male and female, grown up and young, old and young, all, it is everyone's duty that we see that wherever we get, where it is important, where it's necessary, we command what is right and we forbid what is wrong. Negligence or laxity in this regard will result in severe consequences. If we don't do this, as it has come in this hadith and explained in this hadith, that if we don't do this for duty of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong, there will be serious consequences. And for Allah Ta'ala, when the consequences, the punishment, it's not difficult for Allah, it can come in any way, and any and everyone gets affected by it or by it. Such as the appointment of oppressive rulers, which is a thing in the world already, that almost all the rulers of the world, they are oppressive, they are against Islam. And governments are working totally against Islam. We will blame them for all the wrong they are doing. The leadership in Saudi, etc., or in other Muslim countries, we will say the leaders are corrupt, and the leaders are leading the people wrong, astray. But basically it is that we have not done the duty of commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Then Allah in any and various forms brings the punishment. One punishment is to bring such oppressive and corrupt rulers who work against Islam and who work against the interests of the Muslims. Another is attacks by ruthless enemies. A person gets attacked then. People get attacked by a ruthless enemy who do not care at all about the weak, the downtrodden, about the old or anything. They have no mercy. And so that is also a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. The crime rate, which South Africa perhaps is the highest in the world, and this crime rate also is also a result of that. That we don't command the right and we don't forbid the wrong. So Allah Ta'ala brings about all these conditions. Another is affliction by way of widespread calamities. Widespread calamities start befalling people. Things which affect everyone. And we wonder that why these problems have come and where they have come from. The hadith teaches us that basically when we don't do this great duty of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong, then all these type of conditions and calamities come upon us. And the non-acceptance of du'as. Otherwise, du'as are such that it comes in the hadith, it is accepted readily by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when the person does not command what is right, and he doesn't forbid what is wrong, then these conditions come. That du'as also are not accepted. And there are many other different ways also that Allah ta'ala, it comes in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows the armies of Allah ta'ala but Allah ta'ala. As Allah is unlimited, His armies and His ways of punishment are also unlimited. So therefore, we should be very, very conscious of this duty. Every individual of us, I myself sitting here, all of us, we see anyone doing wrong, we should go tell the person. And anyone not doing the right, we should tell the person. And if we don't do that, then the consequences are also very serious, and then it is out of our control. We can't do anything about it. The thing is that we must start in a nice, suitable way. Our children, our friends, etc., people are involved in so many, especially this time of the year, when people are so busy in dunya, and people are in the holiday mood now. And then with Christmas coming, and with all types of celebrations of even Christmas things, etc. We know people are doing it, but we just don't speak a word against it. We just keep quiet completely about it. That is the natural consequence is that evil will spread. And good will go down completely. There will be no sign of any good. And it's not enough to say that I don't do the wrong, and I do all what is right, I'm very pious, and that is not enough at all. It is our duty to be commanding and falling towards the right. May Allah give us the understanding and give us the ability and the tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.